I don't know what in the world's going on, but we know we can't trust fake stream media. We can't trust rightist media or leftist media. I don't care if it's coming out of Fox News or CNN or MSLSD or CBS. They want us to know what they want us to know. And for some reason, Fox News, this right here is MSNBC. This over here is Fox News. We're going to watch what Tucker Carlson says about this new shocking details that are coming forward about the JFK assassination. Why are they talking about it now? Why are they releasing this information? Why are they questioning the government's official story about what happened with JFK? They're bringing up the terminology conspiracy theory, telling us where it originated from, what it actually means, that it's basically meant to dismiss critical thinkers. And I want to talk about this because it's super interesting and important, and I don't trust it. So we're going to go ahead and start this off with Tucker Carlson. Hit it, Tucker.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. So not long after Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald on camera in the basement of Dallas police headquarters, a lot of Americans started to have some questions about the Kennedy assassination. It was, you'd have to admit, a pretty extraordinary sequence of events. A lone gunman murders the president of the United States, and then, less than 48 hours later, that lone gunman is himself murdered by another lone gunman. What are the odds of that? It's one thing if you get struck by lightning, rare but possible.
It does start the ball rolling on questioning. Wait a second. We're not entirely sure that we should trust this official story. And then everybody who's hook, line, and sinker into government indoctrination because their 15,000-hour government fool indoctrination program called the public school system says, you're nothing but a conspiracy theorist. Actually, Tucker Carlson goes over the origin and etymology of the term conspiracy theorist and rightly gives it the proper definition. So, you know, you just got to wonder, fake stream media is definitely against you. If you question whether they're against you, all you have to do is ask in rightist media and leftist media, which one of them propagated the weapons of mass destruction lie, which led to trillions of dollars in warfare. Tens of thousands of American lives, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of civilian casualties, deepening the pockets of the military industrial complex and the defense contractors. So that was both the leftist and rightist media who sold us on that lie. How can they be trusted when they say anything? And yet a lot of things that they're about to say about this JFK official story is in accordance with the truth that's been uncovered by independent media sources.
But if every member of your family also gets struck by lightning all on different days, you might begin to suspect these are not entirely natural events.
Huh, really?
Oh, replied the U.S. government, they are. This bizarre chain of killings was all entirely natural. So less than a year after the...
And that's what the government was saying. You remember the Warren Commission was spearheaded by Arlen Specter and people like Gerald Ford, who later became the president of the United States. And they were telling us basically what the 9/11 Commission told us. Hey, believe what we were right the whole time. Everything that we told you is exactly how it happened. You have to believe us. If you don't, then you're a conspiracy theorist and you need to be fitted with a tinfoil hat and a straitjacket and a padded cell.
JFK assassination, the Johnson White House released something called the
a face you can trust right there, LBJ.
Warren Commission report. And the report concluded that while their motives remained unclear, both Lee Oswald and Jack Ruby had acted alone. No one helped them. There was no conspiracy of any kind. Case closed. Time to move on. And many Americans did move on. At the time, they had no idea how shoddy and corrupt the Warren Commission was. It would be nearly 50.
He just called the Warren Commission, which is a booklet or a book, a big novel outlining exactly what happened with the JFK assassination. This is the official story. This is the Bible. This is how it went down. You can't question it because to question it is tantamount to questioning a holy book or an entire religion. And yet he says,
and many Americans did move on. At the time, they had no idea how shoddy and corrupt the Warren Commission was.
He calls the Warren Commission, which published the government's official story, shoddy and corrupt. Is that accurate? I don't know. Let me think about that one.
It would be nearly 50 years before the CIA admitted under duress that, in fact, it had withheld information from investigators about its relationship with Lee Harvey Oswald. But even then, at the time, before that was known, the government's explanation didn't seem entirely plausible. And some people started asking obvious questions about it.
Like Arlen Specter's magic bullet theory. Remember that one?
It was at that point, as Americans started to doubt the official story.
Why didn't they call it the magic bullet conspiracy theory?
That the term conspiracy theory entered our lexicon. As Professor Lance DeHaven...
Yeah, that's a good point, Seven Sons. He says being a conspiracy theorist has nothing to do with being right or wrong. It just has to do with critical thinking, questioning, not believing everything that you're told by the government, which is never a good idea. That's a really good point. And the term conspiracy theorist is a term that was fabricated by somebody somewhere. Mr. Tucker Carlson's going to give you his hypothesis on that in a second, but it's basically meant to dismiss a critical thinker who just wants to think on his own and do his own independent study and independent research and use his own independent sources.
Smith points out in his book on the subject, the term conspiracy theory did not exist as a phrase in everyday American conversation before 1964. In 1964, the year the Warren Commission issued its report, the New York Times published five stories in which conspiracy theory appeared. Now today, of course,
which that's pretty interesting in and of itself, because if you go to what mainstream media would call a top shelf authoritative source under conspiracy theory, and I'll try to get this sized down for you so you can see the whole thing. But a conspiracy theory, they say, is an explanation for an event or situation that invokes a conspiracy by sinister and powerful groups, often political in motivation, when other explanations are more probable. What are those other explanations that are more probable in the eyes of Wikipedia and other top shelf authoritative sources? Well, it's the government's official story are more probable. So from the very first sentence of defining conspiracy theory, they're trying to lead you away from the possibility that the conspiracy theorist might be right by saying the mainstream idea that's posited is more probable. They say the term has a negative connotation, implying that the appeal to a conspiracy is based on prejudice or insufficient evidence. And then they say a conspiracy theory is not the same as a conspiracy. Instead, it refers to a hypothesized conspiracy with specific characteristics, such as in opposition to the mainstream consensus, which is usually historically wrong. Among those people, such as scientists or historians, got to trust the science, got to trust the history majors who are qualified to evaluate its accuracy. So the implication here is that the conspiracy theorist, that is the critical thinker, somebody who's not satisfied with the answers that are given and searches for more answers in other places, are not qualified. Very, very interesting.
The term conspiracy theory appears in pretty much every New York Times story about American politics. It's wielded, now as then, as a weapon against anyone who asks questions the government doesn't feel like answering. But despite 60 years of name...
that was an interesting statement.
...calling, those questions have not disappeared. In fact, they have multiplied with time. And here's one of them. In April of 1964, a psychiatrist called Louis Joylin West visited Jack Ruby in his isolation cell in a Dallas jail. According to West's written assessment, he found that Jack Ruby was, quote, technically insane and in need of immediate psychiatric hospitalization.
Really? Let's find out who this character is, according to Fox News.
Those are conclusions that, puzzlingly, no one who had spoken to Jack Ruby previously had reached. Ruby had seemed perfectly sane to the people who knew him. Louis Joylin West pronounced him crazy. But what West did not say was that he was working for the CIA at the time. Louis Joylin West was a contract psychiatrist for the spy agency. He was also an expert on mind control and a prominent player in the now infamous MK Ultra program, in which the
CIA... So he had a vested interest. So being a contractor for the CIA, going in there into Jack Ruby's cell and telling everybody, hey, this guy is verifiably crazy, he had a vested interest in weaving a tale himself for special interest, if what Tucker Carlson said is true. Now, this could all be a lie. This could all be fabricated by Fox News. It'd be interesting to see why they would do that if it is a fabrication. But if it's true, this guy right here, this West guy, pretty shady character. Now, listen to how the New York Slimes handled it during his obituary in 1999.
CIA gave powerful psychiatric drugs to Americans without their knowledge.
Exposing MK Ultra? Amazing. That's why I call it CIA infiltrated Operation Mockingbird MK Ultra Media, and Fox is in on it too. See, they give little breadcrumbs of truth, but they don't give you the whole truth. They don't help you formulate an opinion and bring it all together and find out how dark and deceptive and horrendous this whole thing is.
So of all the psychiatrists in the world, what in the world was this guy doing in Jack Ruby's prison cell?
Good question.
The media did not seem interested in finding out. In fact, the New York Times, in an extensive 1999 obituary of West, never mentioned the fact that he had worked for the CIA, much less his time in Jack Ruby's cell.
That seems like an interesting thing to leave out. An acts of omission seems to be what government, the people who control government, the U.S. government specifically, seem to excel at. Remember what they left out of the 9/11 commission report? They left out the entire 47-story steel frame office structure known as the Solomon Building or World Trade 7. That's interesting. Why would you leave an entire building out of your commission that was supposed to have examined the events on the day of 9/11? Quite interesting. So now they're going to omit in this extensive obituary from the New York Slimes the fact that this guy was an operative for the CIA who basically told everybody that Jack Ruby was insane.
Which seems relevant.
It does seem relevant.
So you can see why non-crazy people would wonder about what really happened. And of course, many have wondered. In 1976, long forgotten, the House of Representatives impaneled a special committee to reinvestigate the JFK assassination. Their bipartisan conclusion? Jack Kennedy was almost certainly murdered as the result of a conspiracy.
Now, what was the reason for the conspiracy? Who is responsible for the conspiracy? Why was this conspiracy carried out in such a way, in such a public fashion? I want to direct you to something that happened in 1962 that I would wager a lot of Americans don't even know about. And it's this declassified document from the 1960s called Operation Northwoods. It was a justification for the U.S. military to intervene and get involved in a war with Cuba by committing acts of terrorism on American soil. And this was under the Joint Chiefs under Kennedy. And that I want you to note the date here. It's March 13th, 1962. When was the date of the assassination? It was November of 1963. And then what happened the following August of 1964? The Americans got completely on board with the Vietnam War. Now, there's another thing that we need to back up to, and that's this incident that happened. I'm sorry. The Vietnam War was already going on since 1955, but what happened on August 2nd, 1964, was this incident in the Gulf of Tonkin where reportedly, and this is big beans, guys, North Vietnamese torpedo boats reportedly by mainstream media fired on the USS Maddox, a destroyer, and nothing could have been further from the truth. It didn't happen, but they used that as justification to get embroiled further into the war, not the war with Cuba, a war with Cuba, not a war with Russia, but in a war with Vietnam. That's pretty interesting. So you've got the Operation Northwoods happening in March of 1962. You've got the Kennedy assassination in November of 1963. And then you've got the Gulf of Tonkin incident in August 2nd, 1964. And then LBJ getting us full headlong into the Vietnam War. So that's interesting. I'm not sure what kind of conclusions can be drawn there or what dots need to be filled in or anything else. I'm just making observations on the chronology of that particular time within a period of about 18 to 24 months.
But the question is, a conspiracy by whom? Well, the obvious suspect would be the CIA. Why else would the agency withhold critical evidence from investigators? Is there a benign explanation for that, for maintaining this level of secrecy for this many years?
Hardly.
Not that we're aware of.
Hardly anything is benign when you're talking about the U.S. government, the U.S. corporate entity. And a lot of people go, what do you mean? The United States is a country. It's not a corporation. Well, according to their own federal code, 18 U.S.C. 242, Title 26, Section 3002, 15A, the United States means federal corporation.
And it is illegal. In 1992, Congress passed the President John F. Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act. That act mandated full disclosure of all documents by 2017.
Full disclosure of all documents means not a page, not a sentence is to be redacted, but listen to who got in the way of that.
54 years after JFK was killed. The last administration promised to comply fully with that law.
That's Trump's administration.
But under intense pressure from CIA Director Mike Pompeo, withheld in the end thousands of pages of CIA documents.
Gosh, I wonder why the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, got in the way of fully disclosing all the JFK documents and letting them flood the airway so the American people can make a proper assessment about what was on those pages. I wonder why Mike Pompeo did that. Oh, yeah, it's because of this.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses.
So basically saying we had entire training courses on how to lie, cheat, and steal. I was the CIA director. See, crap flows downhill. A stream can rise no higher than its source. If the CIA director is the source of the CIA, then you can't expect anybody below him to be better than him. That's how corrupt it was at the top. And this is the guy that got in the way of flooding the airways and giving clear view to all the JFK documents. This is the guy that got in the way under the Trump administration. Trump could have done something about it. To Trump, pun intended, to Trump what CIA director said, but he didn't do it. Why didn't Trump, when he had the opportunity to clear all of these documents and release them for public consumption, why didn't he do it? Who's really in control here? Whose special interest is he looking out for?
Today, this afternoon, the Biden administration did exactly the same thing. That would be
all working together. It's the uniparty, guys. It doesn't matter if they're Republican. It doesn't matter if they're Democrat. Truth is treason in the empire of lies, and both parties are guilty of that treason.
Thousands of pages of documents after nearly 60 years, after the death of every single person involved.
Interesting.
But we still can't see them. Clearly, it's not to protect any person. They're all dead. It's to protect an institution. But why?
Wow. It's not to protect the players who were involved in the JFK incident because they're gone. It's to protect an institution. And what institution is that? That's the institution that is represented by the American flag and military flyovers at NFL football games and saying, hey, the military will save us. It's the way we can secure our democracy. We're talking about corrupt from the bottom up, from the top down. We're talking about such deep corruption that you cannot possibly fathom it in your mind. Think of the most evil, dastardly, horrendous thing in your mind that the government might be involved in, and it's going to be way beyond you could possibly wrap your mind around because you've got a conscience, because you have a heart, because you're a human being, because you're not a psychopath. And if it's true, what he's saying about the JFK and the corruption involved and how deep it actually goes and how far it actually extends, then what about other things that the government is involved in? What about giving pallets and boatloads of money to Ukraine on the American tax cattle dime? What about all the military conflicts that we're involved in worldwide? What about the 800 and something military bases all across the globe? You know, it makes you wonder if the national debt is a real number. We know if you count unfunded liabilities, it's not 31 or 32 trillion. It's more like 165 to 180 trillion. And that's just what we know. The corruption is so, so deep and so dark. We can't even wrap our minds around it.
Well, today we decided to find out. We spoke to someone who had access to these still hidden CIA documents. A person who was deeply familiar with what they contain. We asked this person directly, did the CIA have a hand in the murder of John F. Kennedy, an American president? And here's the reply we received verbatim. Quote, the answer is yes. I believe they were involved. It's a whole different country from what we thought it was. It's all fake.
I believe they were involved is totally different than saying, yes, they were definitely involved. So even Fox News, even they're in their reporting on this, even saying that we have sources that are familiar with these 13,000 page document or whatever, and the unredacted version, even this is taking the sharp edge off of that potential sort of truth. I believe, I think, I feel they were involved. Well, you could be wrong. Do you know it or do you believe it?
It's hard to imagine a more jarring response than that. Again, this is not a quote.
No, the more jarring response is, yes, the CIA was involved. We have conclusive proof, and I'll be releasing those through WikiLeaks. Not going to happen.
Conspiracy theorist that we spoke to. Not even close. This is someone with direct knowledge of the information that once again is being withheld from the American public. And the answer we received was unequivocal. Yes, the CIA was involved in the assassination.
No. The answer is not unequivocal because you can equivocate on belief. Oh, he says he believes. He doesn't know. This isn't factual. It's just based on some man's belief and interpretation. Even there's contradiction between what Tucker Carlson is saying right here. Yes, it's unequivocal, and what's actually written on the screen.
President. Now, some people will not be surprised to hear that. They suspected it all along. But no matter how you feel about or what you thought about the Kennedy assassination, pause to consider what this means. It means that within the U.S. government, there are forces wholly beyond democratic control. These forces are more powerful than the elected officials that supposedly oversee them. These forces can affect election outcomes.
If these forces are so strong, it doesn't matter about election, and it doesn't matter about election outcomes. You remember years ago, like over 100 years ago, what Woodrow Wilson actually wrote in his own publications? Look what he says. He says, I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. And how did you do that, Woodrow? A great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. Funny money. Fiat currency. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all our activities are in the hands of a few men. The power brokers, the unnamed men who aren't even in public office, but pull the strings and push the buttons and pull the levers and the gears of power behind the scenes. The true money makers, the true money masters, the true slave masters, like Amschel Rothschild said, I don't care who makes the nation's laws. Give me control over a nation's money. I don't give a damn who makes the laws. We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by a free opinion. No longer a government. This is a former president of the United States. He knows he was controlled when he was in office. He knows he wasn't the power broker. He was a marionette hanging from the bankster puppet strings. No longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government which, by the way, the vote of the majority is tyranny of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men. And this is what he wrote in the American Mercury. There's also a book that he wrote called The New Freedom. And I'll get to a quote from that in a second, but let's just finish with what Tucker Carlson says here.
They can even hide their complicity in the murder of an American president. In other words, they can do pretty much anything they want. They constitute a government within a government, mocking by their very existence the idea of democracy. As cynical as we have become after 30 years of watching government officials ignore the voters who employ them, we were shocked to learn this. It's not acceptable. Americans have trusted their government.
Really? If you're a journalist, you are not shocked to hear this information. Not shocked at all. Not surprised. It didn't catch you off guard. Not for a second. Not for a minute.
Less with every passing year since the killing of John.
But I want to capitalize on this one thing that he said, or I just want to highlight it.
In the murder of an American president. In other words, constitute a government within a government, mocking by their very existence the idea of democracy.
And when they say democracy, democracy is the rule of the majority or tyranny of the majority or two wolves and a lamb deciding what to have for dinner, which is completely unjust. But he's saying there's a government within the government which means there's a shadow government hiding behind the curtain, behind the scenes, pulling the buttons or pushing the buttons and pulling the levers. And this is seen by Edward Bernays, who is also called the father of propaganda, the father of PR, the father of public relations. He said in his book, Propaganda, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Share this video with everybody you know. We're not done yet, but there's a true ruling power, and it ain't the president of the United States. It's not the governors of the states. It's not the justices of the Supreme Court. It's not the congressmen and senators, not the 100 in the Senate and the 435 in Congress. It is the ruling power of our country, this invisible government. Congress isn't invisible. They're very visible. And especially with social media, you see them everywhere. These people you don't see. These are the people who are truly in the driver's seat. We are governed, Edward Bernays said. Governed means to be controlled. Our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Oh, richest man in the world, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. No. Men we've never heard of. These are people that whose wealth and power far exceeds the wealth and power of what Forbes tells us are the richest men and women. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this manner if they're to live together as a smoothly functioning society. In almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires or the strings which control the public mind. And it was so bad that one of the presidents of the United States, Woodrow Wilson again, in his book, The New Freedom, said, there is a power somewhere. I don't even know where. I'm the president of the United States, and I don't even know who's pulling the strings. I just know that my strings are being pulled. So organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it because they're watching. And how much more are they watching now? So just to conclude with Tucker Carlson here.
As cynical as we have become after 30 years of watching government officials ignore the voters who employ them, we were shocked to learn this. It's not acceptable. Americans have trusted their government less with every passing year since the killing of John F. Kennedy.
and they should have before that.
Maybe this is why. And people have...
I mean, what did Washington say? 250 something years ago? Government is not eloquence. It is not reason. It's not logic. It's not rationality. It's not goodness. It is not wholesomeness. It is like fire. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Beware of those who wield the power of government. They are not in your corner.
I've known this for a long time. The people who knew would include every director of the CIA since November of 1963. And that list would include Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, one of the most sinister and dishonest figures in American life.
And this is so funny. This is so ironic because I don't know if you guys remember this, but about 10 years ago, a guy named Adam Kokesh cornered Tucker Carlson and asked him about that event that happened in September of 2001 and posited that, hey, it could be different from the official story. Well, here's Tucker Carlson 2022 at the end of 2022 exposing the fact that the government's official story, maybe you should question all of it. Well, Adam Kokesh about a decade ago corner Tucker Carlson, and maybe Tucker Carlson's changed on this. I don't know. Tucker, if you're watching this, hey, I'd really like to have a conversation. Maybe you, me, and Adam Kokesh, or just you and me, or whoever, can talk about some of the, aberrations, some of the weird things, some of the things that we should be questioning about what happened on that fateful day that you can't talk about if you're a certain YouTube channel. But this John Brennan guy, speaking of that fateful day and September of 2001, this John Brennan guy was the guy that was appearing on every single major network broadcast to give you the initial the initial formation of what would become the government's official story about what happened on 9-1-1.
That list would also include, we are sad to say, our friend Mike Pompeo, who ran the CIA in the last administration. Mike Pompeo knew this. We asked Pompeo to join us tonight, and though he rarely turns down a televised interview, he refused to come. We hope he will reconsider.
Huh. Mike Pompeo turned down an interview. It sounds like, and I don't give them any credit for this, but it sounds like Tucker Carlson is willing to engage in some honest dialogue and ask some hard questions that former CIA director Mr. Lie, Cheat, and Steal, and we had whole training manuals on how to lie, cheat, and steal, Pompeo, would not sit down across the desk from Tucker Carlson and field those questions. Very interesting. I didn't mean for this video to go on very long, but I think this is valuable to take a look at. I mean, are you really surprised that the government is as corrupt and as dark and as evil and has so many crazy things going on behind the scenes that most Americans don't even know about? Are you really surprised to hear that? It's an interesting psychological operation that's going on here when you have fake stream CIA infiltrated Operation Mockingbird, MKUltra media talking about MKUltra, talking about, you know, just stopping short of talking about Operation Mockingbird, but, you know, surely, you know, exposing the CIA for the criminal parasitic organization that they actually are. So leave your thoughts about this for the world and the Global Thought Police in the comment section below. If you remember, join us tonight on the Here's the Deal channel, because we are going to be talking about a very interesting interaction that you've probably never seen. This is an exclusive that it's nowhere on the internet, but this guy right here is driving without a license, without registration, without tags on his vehicle, without insurance. And I'm not going to tell you what happens at the end of this, but most Americans will be absolutely, they'll be like, okay, this has torn a fabric and a big hole in the fabric of my preconceived world. This is like the boat at the end of, what was that movie called? The Truman Show? This is the boat at the end, you know, going through the water and piercing the side of the theater he's been in his entire life. That's what this video is right here. And what I'll do is I'll leave this link in the, I'll leave it in the description and in the pinned comment. Since we're live right now, I'll leave that right here. It starts at 7 p.m. Central Standard tonight, standard time tonight. So that's in about 2 hours and 32 minutes from the recording of this video. I'll see you guys later. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to this channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, share it with everybody you know, and don't forget to subscribe to my private email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. I will see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Man video.
With all the crazy stated plans of the Great Reset, the currency reset, and even the food reset, it's not a matter of if the store shelves are going to clear and there's a lack of food. The question is when. You need to get long-term storable food. It doesn't matter if it's from me or you just go to the store and you buy food. Just grab dry, storable food while you can. If you want to get it from me, you're going to support the channel and you're going to help yourself out because my link has a discount code embedded within it. You can check that out in the description below.